News is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Werg. Dutch leaders are speaking.
IRN USA Radio News, good morning. I'm Jason.
Without specifically blaming them for the shooting down.
IRN USA Radio News, good morning. I'm Jason Werg. Hundreds of pro-terrorist protesters marched in front of the White House Sunday, calling for the White House to tell Israel to stop defending itself against Hamas attacks. Pro-terrorist protester Huda Masoure says her friend's neighborhood in Gaza has been destroyed.
My friend, who's from Gaza, had no contact with her family, and she found out that her sister's home in Shuja'a, which is a neighborhood in Gaza, the whole neighborhood was bombed. It was massacred. The whole neighborhood is now, it went to oblivion.
Meanwhile, this morning, two Hamas terrorist cells from the Gaza Strip infiltrated Israeli territory through tunnels in an attempt to attack civilians. The first group was intercepted by Israeli Air Force and destroyed before they could launch an attack. The second launched anti-tank missiles before they were killed by Israeli defense forces. 13 Israeli soldiers were killed over the weekend in the ground incursion in Gaza, including two American-Israeli citizens. IRN USA Radio News.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts at Buick Maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexos synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Three Albuquerque, New Mexico teenagers are behind bars after admitting to beating two homeless men to death. Police say the bodies of the two men were beaten so severely they were left unrecognizable. Bernalillo County Police Spokesman Simon Drobic says there could be many more victims.
They said that they had been out partying, but I don't believe they were on any type of narcotics. They wrapped T-shirts around their face, knew where these individuals were in a vacant lot, and just violently attacked them. And also during the course of the interview, they said that they've attacked 50 other homeless people. It's a 5-0 in the city.
A third man who was attacked by the group was able to escape and told police in the hospital that one of the teenagers lived in a nearby home. Police then raided the home and found the three suspects with the victim's blood on their clothing. A Rhode Island firefighter is lucky to be alive after contracting flesh-eating bacteria after scraping his hand while mountain biking. Braden Leonard lost his hand to the disease, but he says he hopes to be able to go back to his job as a firefighter soon. IRN USA Radio News.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Anger among citizens in the Netherlands is high over the shooting down of the Malaysian Airlines flight in over Ukraine because a majority of those on the plane were Dutch. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
More than half the people on the plane were Dutch, including six members of one family. Peter Vanderberg is their neighbor.
They're totally innocent civil victims of a stupid conflict.
A conflict, he says, that is being fed by Russia.
Russia refuses to take its responsibility for what is happening. So you can ask yourself the question, are we still living in a civilized world?
The Dutch prime minister said he had an extremely intense telephone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which he urged Putin to show the world he intends to help in the investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
A New York City police officer who is under investigation for choking a suspect that led to his death reportedly has a series of complaints against him for violence. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Court records show in the first lawsuit against Daniel Pantaleo, two black men accused the officer of arresting them without cause and subjecting them to a humiliating and unlawful strip search on the street in which they were ordered to pull their pants and underwear down, squat, and cough. The men said they were held overnight on charges that were ultimately dismissed. The city settled that case. In a second lawsuit, a man accused Pantaleo of misrepresenting facts in a police report to substantiate charges that were also dismissed. Julie Walker, New York.
IRN USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Local weather at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Right now outside our studio, about 77 degrees. Looks today maybe on our way to the lower 80s. Mostly sunny, calm wind. Tonight partly cloudy, low in the upper 60s. Tuesday, mid-morning, slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tuesday night, little patchy fog after 3 in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Wednesday, slight chance of showers between 1 and 3 in the afternoon. Chance of thunderstorms maybe after 3 o'clock. Patchy fog before 7 in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Wednesday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Thursday, slight chance of showers again. And thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 80s. And clearing up for Friday, sunny with a high in the 80s, and looks good through the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
The weather is brought to you by Bedard, Kurowicki and Company. In today's fast-paced, deadline-driven business climate, Bedard, Kurowicki and Company is known as the certified public accounting firm that takes the time to understand its clients. We believe that having a deep knowledge of our clients and their business is the foundation for providing value-added, proactive accounting, tax, and business services. Call us at 908-782-7900 or visit our website at www.bkc-cpa.com.
Hey, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. HuntertonChamberRadio.com here every Monday. Get together around this time to talk about food, items, interests. Of course, summer parties are still in full swing. People enjoying the outside. Of course, it's vacation time. No food holidays on the near horizon anyway, but sure there are enough reasons to get out there and celebrate. I think the last of the graduations are still going on, and then as far as parties, and then of course weddings, all the usual fun summer activities. A little journey through the vegetables A to Z. Of course, this week we're doing N. It's kind of a nice journey here, working my way through the alphabet. Some things, of course, very familiar, and other ones we have to research a little bit, dig a little deeper. So today, N, of course, nettles would come to mind maybe for some people. A member of the thistle family, probably not as common. But the other, Napa cabbage, which is kind of a stretch, you know, it's Chinese cabbage, but Napa, usually spelled with two P's, I think from a colloquialism in the Chinese language, not Napa, like our Napa Valley with one P. But nori, I thought of. Nori kind of, I guess, I don't know if we think of that often as a vegetable. It's a seaweed, edible seaweed, from the red algae, and of course, most commonly used, at least in the United States, for wrapping sushi or making the maki rolls. Good source of iodine. The algaes are, you know, some good vitamins, iodine, you know, a small amount of protein in there. Of course, seaweeds are what feed many of the other marine life out there. And of course, we're talking about a saltwater algae, not the freshwater. The freshwater are kind of invasive and not that good. But for us, you got the red algae, then there's the green and the brown, three varieties that are commonly used. And if you've eaten at a sushi restaurant, you've probably had at least three different kinds of seaweed in your meal, because you have the kombu, which would be the used in the dashi, the stock base of a lot of Japanese cuisine, and then you have the wakame, probably in the salad, and of course the nori for your sushi rolls. Also, for commercial food production, though, extracted from the seaweeds, alginate, agar, carrageenan is probably the one you see as an ingredient. It's an emulsifier. Some, you know, people have misgivings about having foods with the carrageenan. Sometimes there's digestive problems. A lot of times in dairy milkshakes or ice cream, commercially processed food, used because it emulsifies well, or gels, or retains water with it. So it's used, the extract of the seaweed is used a lot in commercial food preparation. Well, we're going to take the regular nori today and explore a couple of ways of using it. And obviously, as a sushi wrap, of course, whether you do a regular roll or inside out, always have the toasted green or green-black nori. You can buy it. It's already done in sheets. A lot of flavors out there. But when you're storing it, of course, keep it sealed up. You don't want any moisture to get in there at all. Maybe even throw a little dry rice in there to keep any moisture from happening. But it is a nice, convenient food. It's made by basically when the seaweed is processed, it's shredded and kind of put together just like making sheets of paper out of wood pulp. Same idea. That's how it happens. So we got a break for a couple of messages here at the quarter hour, and then we'll come back and talk about nori, and then something that would go well with it, Napa cabbage, along the same line, same, you know, kind of food we're thinking about. So we'll look at those things, both good to use in the summertime on vegetables A to Z.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour. the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hey, welcome back to the table. Chef Bill here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com talking about nori and how to use it. Of course, any discussion of nori would lead us to sushi. And sushi, interestingly enough, there's probably a documentary on it also. You can find this out even historically. As a way of preserving fish, it was probably the ultimate slow food, I guess, because for refrigeration, starting probably around the 8th century, the fishermen wanted to preserve their catch, and of course, you could dry the fish like a lot of cultures did, but they would pack it in rice, and the rice, the proteins in the rice would help ferment and would preserve the fish, and then when it was time to eat the fish, it would basically throw the rice away, and then the fish would be eaten. And then over time, it came to be more of a with the steaming the rice, pickling it a little bit, eating the fish and the rice together. And now, of course, it's the ultimate fast food. Still, the most important part of sushi is making the rice properly. You can't just use any old variety there. You need to get the sushi rice and wash it well. And rice cookers are still the easiest way to do it. And just plug them in and timing. Most, even Chinese restaurants and Japanese restaurants will use a rice cooker. Just measure the water properly and get the rice cooked, and then it has to be cooled off. And use the sticky rice because you want it to, it's not starchy like risotto where it's real creamy. You still have the individual grains, but you want them to be able to stick together. And normally the rice is cooled off, fanned, if you will, and you mix in a mixture of some people use just a little rice vinegar and sugar. We like to use the mirin, the sweet rice wine, as part of that. You want that sweet sour in there. And you kind of just with a wooden spoon, you don't want to use a metal spoon. You don't want to break up the rice kernels. You want to do it gently, kind of stir in, sprinkle in the sushi dressing, I guess you'd call it. And there's a lot of recipes and procedures out there, but it's basically They're all around the same. So it's more about the process. So when you have the rice done now, I know sushi, you can buy it pre-done, chilled, and it's okay, but ultimately you want the rice to be a cool room temperature. And so you want to make sure you just make enough for your day's need, and then you can start the next day. Nice thing about this, of course, it works in the summertime as a nice lighter type snack or meal, and it doesn't have to always be with raw fish. Of course, with the sushi, you can use smoked fish, cooked fish, or even just do vegetables. You actually see the Philadelphia roll with a little cream cheese in there, and oftentimes the crab in there is that imitation, the surimi, which was another Eastern invention as a way to stretch out, give a crab flavor to a much cheaper fish. And again, it's not bad protein, I guess, but there is usually an artificial sweetener in there, and you know, we'd rather use the real crab meat, even though crab's gotten very expensive. But certainly in the summer, you know, poached lobster, anything like that in the middle of the sushi would be great. And rolling it up now, usually you do need the rolling mat, unfortunately, and it's not expensive to buy, but it really makes it a lot easier, because if you just roll up the sushi rolls, of course, you're spreading your rice. When you're working with the rice, you use your fingers, and normally the sushi chefs will have a little bowl of water with some rice vinegar in it, rice wine vinegar. That acid in there keeps, of course, your fingers sterile, moistens, and, of course, adds a little flavor. With the mat, you want to, when you make the roll, of course, you're going to press the roll together so it stays once you slice it, and that's why you use the mat. Now, if you don't want to use the mat, of course, the maki rolls, like a little ice cream cone, maybe a little bit easier to do, and you'll spread the rice and then whatever other ingredients you're putting in there. To seal the nori, of course, just a little bit of that water just brushed along the edge will help seal it. But you can also make your little cone shape. You take the top corner and fold it down, just roll it up so you have a little point on the end. And those are probably a little easier to do than doing the rolls. And, of course, you don't need any equipment for it. Now, another thing, if you don't even want to mess with rolling it, and this is actually a dish that's used for celebrations in Japan, and you call it, I've seen it before, scattered sushi, or you could call it a sushi bowl. And I know there's popular dishes out there, rice bowls, meaning a bowl of rice or even noodles that have many ingredients, could be vegetables, seafood, meats. Scattered sushi would be kind of a neat way to either set up individual portions or even have it as, like, you could have a little sushi bar, if you will. And so you'll make your sushi rice the same way, and then on top of the rice is where the ingredients go. So you can have raw fish if you like, or smoked fish, or even cooked fish if the raw fish isn't your thing, or if you can't get something absolutely fresh, a little bit of shrimp or lobster. Pickled vegetables are nice. Or marinated vegetables, you could make a quick pickle out of cucumbers and maybe radish and shredded julienne carrots. Just simply a little minced onion, some vinegar and sugar, a little bit of salt. That sugar has to almost even amounts of sugar and vinegar just to give it that pickling, that sweet sour effect. And so some pickled vegetables, omelet strips, and when you're making sushi omelets, of course, traditionally it's a square pan, and you kind of just push the eggs as they coagulate. It should be fairly fluffy. You could also do a nice rolled omelet, and again, don't overcook the egg, and then cut into little strips, but usually some cooked egg would be there. And what we do with the eggs also, I've seen recipes where you add a little sugar. I like to add a little mirin, again, that sweet rice wine. When you're beating the eggs, normally you put a little, you know, dash of water in there or something when you're making an omelet to keep it fluffy. And if you use a little bit of the mirin, it kind of sweeten the idea is to sweeten the egg a little bit, just slightly, so that works well. Pickled ginger, and of course some toasted sesame seeds. And then the nori comes in, where you'll toast the nori, and you could cut it with scissors, cut it into thin strips, and sprinkle the toasted nori on top. So you have this bowl that's got all the flavors of sushi, without having to do the rolls. And again, it is a celebration dish, so if you want to try that out, scattered sushi might be the way to go. You don't need to practice rolling anything. For me, I like sushi anyway. I like more the sashimi style, or the nigiri, which is just the rice with the slice of fish over top, and just taste the fish in the rice. But using the nori certainly adds that flavor and that crunch to your scattered sushi. Great summer dish. Sushi is one of those things you can keep in the pantry. Nice, because it's dried food. You can also make a nice snack with the sushi. You want something a little bit different instead of potato chips or pretzels or things like that. You have an oven. Your oven set at 250 degrees. And now the sushi is already dry, or at least somewhat little pliable. You want to mix a little bit of wasabi powder in some water, maybe a couple of teaspoons into a quarter cup of water. You want it almost like a wash. And you have the, say you've got your sheet of sushi there, so you fold it in half, then unfold it, and the inside you brush it with this wasabi water, and then sprinkle a little bit of salt in there. Fold the sushi over, and then brush the outside with the wasabi water. Then you'll cut it into thin strips crosswise and spread them on a baking sheet, and probably 10, 12, 13 minutes until they get crispy. Again, 250 degree oven. You're not really cooking them. You're just kind of drying them out. And these will be something you could sprinkle on your salad if you like, or if you like something different for a crunchy snack. Toasted sushi. All right, we're up against the half hour here. So nori, again, one of these things, good nutrition source, good staple in your pantry, and it does not have to be just for making rolls. You can, as we say, you can make snacks out of it and use it on your scattered sushi. Also, of course, in soups, the dried nori cut into thin strips is a good addition to that, too. And then think of your other seaweeds, too. The wakame, always a prepared item you could find in your Oriental stores. Kind of slippery, usually with a sesame dressing. And this is also a nice, we use it, of course, as a garnish for sashimi. But it could also be a nice addition to a salad you use. We've got a break for news and weather. When we come back, we'll see if we can tie some of this in with our Napa cabbage, Chef Bill's Table.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. The UN Security Council will vote later today on an Australia proposed resolution demanding international access to the Ukraine plane crash site and a ceasefire around the area.
Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says his country still has reservations about the wording of that resolution. Last night he said the draft does not accurately reflect the need for an impartial international investigation. He says Russia proposes that the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is a UN agency, take the lead. During Friday's Security Council meeting, the U.S., along with other countries, said evidence points to Russian-backed separatists bringing down the Malaysian jetliner using a surface-to-air missile.
Israeli tank shells struck a hospital in central Gaza Monday, according to a health official and a doctor at the facility. The health official said shells killed at least four people and wounded 60, including 30 medical staff. The Israeli military said it was looking into the report. This is IRN USA Radio News.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-0360. That's 1-800-432-0360. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-432-0360. 1-800-432-0360. That's 1-800-432-0360.
Time for the weather, local weather at 100andchamberradio.com. Nice, warm 77 degrees outside. Looking to get to the lower 80s this afternoon. A little bit of calm wind. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 67. Tuesday, slight chance of showers after 9 in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tuesday night, little patchy fog after 3 in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Wednesday, slight chance of showers between 1 and 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after that. Maybe a little patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 90. Chance of precip about 40% on Wednesday. Then Wednesday night, again, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Still a nice cool nights out there. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, high in the upper 80s. Down to the 60s again Thursday night. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from this point, look pretty good. You know, highs in the 80s and clear. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Our show is called In the Green Room, and we're on the air Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m.
Show is super cool.
Vinny is my trusted sidekick and associate in crime.
Let's just say I live on the wild side, bro.
Most of our guests are members of my free networking meetup, Network Lambertville. We meet once a month at Green Birdie Studios, the first Thursday of each month from 6 to 8 p.m.
You always have a great crowd and a good food, too.
That's because I always make you something special. Vegetarians are so difficult to please.
That's ridiculous. I eat just about anything, so long as it doesn't look at you.
Oh, yeah? Don't carrots live? Wait a minute. You can't change
that. Well, this is the truth.
You don't change the script.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. Now you have to read the... So tune into our show on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. You never know what you're going to hear, but it's all good.
So true, brother. So true.
Hey, back at the table here, Chef Bill. So we have our nori. Remember, a good pantry staple. You can use it for a nice garnish addition to salad soups, besides the obvious sushi use. Now, Napa cabbage, our other topic for the day. We use a fair amount of it at Jake's. We make an Asian slaw out of it. And also use it in our fish tacos. Usually it's otherwise referred to as Chinese cabbage. Very popular, just like bok choy and those other vegetables that we use in Chinese cuisine. Asian slaw. We like, I've found the a variation of that even Asian salad. We use it with a tempura soft shell crab. And so the idea of this salad is not as much of the lettuce in there, but we'll use the Napa cabbage. You know, maybe a little bit of some crunchy lettuce. And it's a good summer salad because the dressing, we don't have any dairy or things in the dressing that can, you know, sometimes in the summer heat you worry about mayonnaise-based salads. And other and again, you might not want always that type of thing. But I found it's a good go-to salad, plenty of crunch. And especially in the wintertime, if your salad greens get a little bit expensive, or even if you want just a change of pace, the Napa cabbage is very good. You can use the, of course, the leaves and the stalk. We slice them crosswise all the way down when you're shredding them for slaw. So you actually get a contrast. You've got the softer green leaves, you know, much softer than your standard green cabbage, especially if you're looking to wrap things up with it. You can steam it or blanch it just a little bit, unlike the green cabbage where you need to cook the outside leaves fairly well to get them soft. The Napa cabbage is already fairly pliable. You just need a minute or two of steaming to soften it up. And wrap seafood with it or other vegetables for further cooking. You can make little packages there. But the slaw, we'll use some red cabbage in there. Or if you want, you could use a little radicchio, something a little different flavor, a little more bitter. And some cilantro, some green onion. And the dressing is very simple. It's a little bit of sesame oil and some rice vinegar. And you could put a little soy in there if you like for some salt. Other times we'll combine that. Sometimes you could find a ginger or sesame vinaigrette, and you can make one. Usually they're smooth, they're pureed. The sesame's pureed. I would could probably use a little bit of tahini in there to thicken it up a little bit. But any kind of dressing like that, but basically the rice vinegar and sesame oil, it's kind of a light vinaigrette. But the thing is with the, especially I like these Eastern ingredients because you don't need much, very intense flavors, but you don't need a lot of dressing. Whereas if you're making a coleslaw, you know, you got to coat everything, but really you toss this around and the acid and the vinegar after a couple of days, of course, the red cabbage kind of bleeds some color, you know, in the into the white cabbage and it turns it this beautiful light purple color, I guess, for better of a lack of a better word. But when first making, of course, it's nice and fresh. And we'll use this as a base for the Asian salad. And then some other broccoli, shredded carrots, other vegetables like that. I like even snow peas cut into strips or sugar snap peas. But some pepper strips, anything crunchy. Again, nice thing about the salad, it can take a little bit of room temperature and use it as a base for cooked proteins, you know, grilled chicken, grilled shrimp, anything like that. We like the tempura soft shell crab or some tempura shrimp. We will serve kind of a mayonnaise-y, sriracha mayonnaise on the side or a creamy spicy sauce. You see that in the sushi places, and you can make one, you know, just simply some sriracha, which is a Thai chili paste, very hot. Mix that into some mayo. We like to put a little bit of the sweet Thai chili sauce in there also. You'll see that in bottles. We serve it on chicken tenders, and you'll see it, I think even some of the American companies make it now, but you get the sweet Thai chili sauce, a little bit of the sriracha, and just flavor your mayonnaise with that. Very good sauce for tempura. Because it's similar to the sauce, you see sometimes small tempura shrimp, fry them up and then toss them in a little bit of that sauce to just coat them. Makes a nice appetizer. Of course, with your tacos, if you want to go something a little bit other end of the world, the Napa cabbage is very good in that. Again, we like it better than the green cabbage. It doesn't seem to, it doesn't oxidize that quickly either. And just some of that shredded is not quite as crunchy as plain green cabbage. And, of course, sometimes people use a coleslaw, which, you know, once it sits with the that little bit of extra vinegar in the dressing, of course, it can soften it up a little bit. But the Napa cabbage is great. Just cut it in halves or quarters lengthwise. You want to peel off the any brown or yellowing leaves. You know, you don't want to buy it if it's got really leaves that are starting to turn yellow. It means it's a little bit old. But you can, again, you can use the leaves, just the leaf part, and save the stalk part for stir fries. Very good in stir fries because of the crunch factor. And slice those across into thin strips, and you could use the whole part of it for stir fry. Of course, then you get some that's kind of wilted and some that's crunchy. But the Napa cabbage, very good ingredient to add to a pork stir fry or chicken or shrimp, beef, anything like that. Of course, the Napa cabbage, the kind of, I guess it's seems to be a growing in popularity, the Korean kimchi. If you think, you know, every culture has a way of preserving things, and the kimchi, very spicy, or can be at least. I guess that would be, you know, just like we have sauerkraut, which is salted fermented cabbage. The Koreans would you'd salt the cabbage and add other indigenous vegetables and some hot chilies to it, spice it up a little bit. But then the same idea was the cabbage is fermented. If you're making it at home, usually you'll salt the cabbage and let it sit out for a few hours. Some people do it 6 or 8 hours. Some chefs do it overnight and then rinse it and then pack it with the rest of your condiments and vegetables that you're putting in there. You know, sometimes there's fish sauce. There's recipes for it, although it's probably, if you want to try it first, just buy a little jar of it, usually in the produce section, and check it out. It's kind of a, again, it's one of those unusual ingredients that you can end up using it as a side dish, which in Korean cuisine, that would always go on the side of there would be some kind of kimchi with the grilled food, but it's turning up as an ingredient or as a topping on things. People are putting on hot dogs. It's crazy. We do something we call the vegetables. We call it quick chi, which is that basic pickle that I've mentioned earlier, where you can just pickle some vegetables overnight, and you add a little chili flakes to it to spice it up. And any good shredded or thin sliced vegetables will work. Besides carrots, I've used turnips, parsnips, radishes. Daikon is always good, but you could certainly do that with a little bit of cabbage. So again, some, you know, instead of doing the long fermented version, you could always do a quick version of it. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table with our Napa cabbage.
Of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues.
From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hey, back at the table here, Chef Bill, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So Napa cabbage, again, if you're attempting the kimchi at home, usually would cut it into squares, maybe inch and a half or 2-inch squares, because it will wilt a little bit as it ferments. Braising cabbage. Now, again, we usually think of the hard green cabbage as the go-to for this, but the Napa cabbage does very well also. And again, it's a little softer, actually cooks a little bit quicker. And normally you'd start this with some bacon, naturally, or some smoked pork product. Bacon's always good. And fry your slices and then crumble it, save a little bit of the bacon fat. Or if you're frying bacon, you can dice it first, and then remember when you're frying bacon, of course, start it in a cold pan. Now we're looking to sear it. What you want to do is start rendering some of the fat so the bacon has something to cook in. I know when I've done, if it's fairly lean bacon, you might even have to add a dash of oil in there to get it started. I know pancetta, the unsmoked bacon, is usually very lean, and that usually needs a little bit of help to get it started. But you want to cook it slowly so the fat renders out and the bacon gets crispy. You drain it, and then you'll have your Napa cabbage sliced across into thin strips, and you'll use the stalk part and the leaf part and mix it right together. Again, some will be softer than others. But braising it, you want to cook the whole thing. Got a nice mild flavor. You've got, actually with this, a little, you know, a little wine wouldn't hurt, but you could just use some water or broth. You know, maybe a little bit of salt. Now you've got the bacon. If you're using the bacon fat, of course, just, and you're going to put bacon back in there, don't oversalt it. Don't get too much in there. But basically, as a side dish or as a base for other things, and it might be more of a something you might do in the fall, but if you like cabbage, I mean, it would still work with some grilled sausages in the summertime, and you could actually, you know, you could add some potatoes in there. I mean, I could see this going right along with a nice, warm French or German-style potato salad. Again, something a little bit different. In the summertime, if you're very high heat, you're afraid of mayonnaise-type things on a picnic with the safety factor, always go with vinaigrettes. You don't always have to have mayonnaise on everything, although my father used to call it summertime mayonnaise season, but there are some other ways out there. And with this cabbage, you can have nice salads and slaws that don't require the mayonnaise. Just kind of think of other vinaigrettes or the braise. And another one I've done is a kind of like a sauce slash vegetable for fish or chicken. Very good. Again, a little rich, probably something more toward fall you might do this with, although, you know, it's, if you don't mind, if you're in the air conditioning, I guess it doesn't matter, with a Riesling cream. And I use the braised Napa cabbage. Very good for roast chicken, or even if you were doing you're doing a rich sauce with cream, even poached chicken would be good with this and sliced. But the fish, absolutely great with salmon. Salmon and cabbage kind of go well together. But you could certainly use any other, you know, a stronger tasting fish, or even a variety of them. So I have a little minced shallot or onion. You want to cut that fairly small. You always need that little onion flavor in there. And then I would cut the Napa cabbage into strips. Cut the whole head in half lengthwise after trimming the outside. And then just start slicing, or even in quarters probably if it's a very large head. And start slicing crosswise. When you're slicing food like that, you have to think of how your guests are going to eat it. If you get too long strip of cabbage, it's not, you know, it's not like you're twirling spaghetti or anything like that. So you want to, whenever you're cooking things, think of how the person is going to eat it. Is it going to be a spoon or a fork? Does it need to be cut? Something easy for the guests to eat. So I've got the cabbage strips, and also I like a little shredded carrot. Just your simple four-sided box grater. Just peel the carrot, shred it up a little bit. Good color in there, good flavor, a little sweetness. So I'll start with the onion and saute the cabbage. I'll just use, you could use butter if you like, but canola oil is fine because you are going to be adding heavy cream anyway. So you have the onion and the cabbage going. When the cabbage starts to wilt a little bit is when you can put the shredded carrot. You want the shredded carrot to be cooked. If you put it in a little early, it's going to give this sauce a nice pale orange hue. Very nice looking. So I'll use some white wine. Riesling is very good because it's got acidity but balanced with sugar. You don't want to, a dry Riesling is probably better for cooking, but the two are going to go hand in hand with the cabbage. A little dry Riesling, let that cook away, and salt and pepper. You really don't need much in the way of herbs. Parsley is fine. You don't. The cabbage is going to taste good on its own. So the wine cooks away, and then you check it for your seasoning, add the cream, and simply reduce it, and it will thicken up fairly well on its own. Again, I like these, especially in restaurant service, so I can put something on the plate that's kind of a sauce and a vegetable combined. Looks good presentation. Your fish, you could grill or bake or poach the fish and put it right on top of the pool of sauce. The sauce also becomes the vegetable, and it stays hot, too, if you're trying to keep your food hot. It's something you can make ahead. You can reheat. It's not really a stretch, but this cream Napa cabbage as a sauce for fish or chicken, very good, even in the summertime. But think of it as you get more toward the cooler days. Keeping your repertoire. Nice thing about Napa cabbage is, unlike the hard green cabbage, I mean, both of them hold up fairly well, but the Napa cabbage, to me, you can use for many more things, because you've got the softer leaves, you've got the stalks that are crunchy. Could be one of your pantry staples for the fall, Napa cabbage. So our journey goes next week. We'll be into the vegetables. What could it be? Okra? Okra would come to mind, I guess. Cajun Creole cuisine from our south there. But onions also, not to overlook them. There's so many varieties out there and so many ways to do them. It's going to be a tough hour. But onions might end up being, even though it's kind of a normal thing, maybe we'll come up with some different ways you could use onions. Some people, you know, are put off by raw onions and everything. But when onions are treated with respect, they soften just like anything else. A little gentle braising, a little slow grilling or roasting, and who knows what happens. We're up against the hour here in the Isle with Sue's next on 100andJamieRadio.com. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. The UN Security Council will vote later today on an Australia-proposed resolution demanding international access to the Ukraine plane crash site and a ceasefire around the area.
Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says his country still has reservations about the wording of that resolution. Last night he said the draft does not accurately reflect the need for an impartial international investigation. He says Russia proposes that the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is a UN agency, take the lead. During Friday's Security Council meeting, the U.S., along with other countries, said evidence points to Russian-backed separatists bringing down the Malaysian jetliner using a surface-to-air missile.
Israeli tank shells struck a hospital in central Gaza Monday, according to a health official and a doctor at the facility. The health official said shells killed at least 4 people and wounded 60, including 30 medical staff. The Israeli military said it was looking into the report. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Okay, so you own a business and cash is tight. So what do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you can just call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate and cash.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner are currently behind closed doors with the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's taking questions about the Russia investigation, appearing voluntarily. He released a statement earlier today, as Sharon Reed reports.
He says he had four meetings with Russians during the campaign and transition into the White House, but he denies there was any collusion with the Russians during the campaign.
Kushner is expected to appear in a closed meeting of the House Intelligence Committee tomorrow. A Florida man's under arrest in connection with a deadly human smuggling incident in Texas over the weekend. At least nine people died after they were kept in a sweltering 18-wheeler trailer in San Antonio. It was found in a Walmart parking lot. 60-year-old James Matthew Bradley Jr. is appearing in court today. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and